Thank you very much. My name is Negi, and I would like to share my screen with everybody. Can everybody see the screen? This is the outline of the Q4 consolidated results, and we have increased net sales by 6%, 40% increase in operating income. Towards the bottom, you can see in pre-GAAP basis, it's +3%, excluding foreign exchange impact, +4%. This is according to our outlook, but as for the profits, we have increased by 40%. This is considerably higher than our initial outlook. The reason is because the fact that we mentioned this in the previous quarter, but within the pandemic, sales activities could not be carried out, and we did not have any customer events. So on the corporate side, we had savings because of the impact of the pandemic, and so that is why the margin and the profit amounts have increased. And there had been a revision made in of 37 billion in third quarter, but we have seen these results reflected in Q4. And in regard to the progress, each quarter's numbers are cited here, and the blue line is the actual results, and then the forecast is shown here. And as mentioned, in terms of revenues, it's not that great a difference. We have achieved 100% of our goals. And if you look on the right-hand side, then you can see for the operating income, at one point in the third quarter, there was a decrease, but then this has increased in the fourth quarter, so that ultimately, we are 105% of our initial outlook. And so, we have exceeded our outlook, and this was not because of any special steps taken by the company, but rather, because of the various savings that were carried out as a result of the pandemic. And this is the sales by region. And without the impact of the foreign currency, we've seen a similar trend. In Japan and EMEA, we have increased, and we're weak in North America. The factors remain the same. In Japan, the consumer sales are doing well, and in all areas, looking at the enterprise market, for North America, there is the decrease in Tipping Point sales, and there's also, as SaaS is more widely adopted, then there is a difference in how the deals are recognized, and so therefore, we have seen these negative results in the fourth quarter. I have no particular comments here. And as for the constant currency revenue growth, we see that it's about a pace of 5%-6%. And this year's outlook will be mentioned later, but we believe that this will be the rate that will continue this year as well. When we look at this by segment, then in the case of Japan, as already mentioned, for the consumer market, we are doing well, and this has grown by 12%, or rather 15% in Japan. And we are seeing that in the consumer market, we are seeing much activity, and there are people buying new PCs. And there's also more wireless usage, and so this is being reflected. As for the enterprise market, in all markets, we are seeing growth except for North America. And if we look at the breakdown of the sales, on the left-hand side, you can see for the hybrid infrastructure protection, and in the previous quarter, it was flat, but we've seen recovery here. and it's a 6% increase. There's user protection on the terminal side on the right-hand side, and you can see an increase here. For enterprise sales, the numbers may seem low. However, we're seeing a recovery in the growth in this area. Next, this is an important point. For the SaaS deployed instances, in regard to the extent of SaaS usage, we continue to see growth here. You can see the numbers. And there was a 66% increase in December. And it was 32 million agents. And in regard to the usage of the cloud, this is increasing as well. And there are more and more microservices acquired by the customers. And this is being reflected in our sales results. And this is the share by region. Not much change here. As for the pre-GAAP sales, without the impact of foreign currency, there is not that great a difference. We're doing well in Japan and EMEA. And there's a negative 6% in North America.
Consumer and enterprise pre-GAAP numbers. 5% increase in consumer and 4% increase in enterprise. Enterprise weight will increase according to this year's forecast. So in 2020, consumer was quite strong. In 2021, we expect the enterprise sales will grow faster. That's our expectation. This is the balance of our deferred revenue. There are some seasonal factors. And in the third quarter, end to end of a fourth quarter, there is an increase. That happened last year. It's happening now again. And compared to the previous year, you can see the balance is higher, showing the soundness, the health of this balance. I will skip this slide and go to the cost structure. Third quarter, at the top you can see the revision of 3.7 billion, and then there is a higher number usually in the third quarter compared to the fourth quarter, and this is the same thing that's happening once again. It's a seasonal factor. And yellow is salary and benefits. This is increasing. Within the company, pre-GAAP operating income is linked to some of the performances. And in the second quarter, pre-GAAP profit did increase. And this is why the salary level is increasing accordingly. Other than that, green highlight shows cloud-related expenses that we disclose. SaaS agent growth, and in line with that growth, we are seeing a high level of growth in this expense. Trend Micro's expenses is employees and infrastructure used by the employees and infrastructure used by our customers, which is this cloud portion. So growth is fast, but this means that Trend Micro's services are being actively, widely used by our customers. So this growth is not necessarily a bad thing for us. And of course, we have to keep an eye on it. But as far as transparency is concerned, we have also included the cloud cost here. Administration in dark blue. If we look at FY19 or first quarter of 2020, this was a 3. Some billion, but now it's lower to 1. Something billion, lower than 2 billion, because we could not hold many of the events and business trips. And this was the saving that occurred. This is the pre-GAAP number. Bonus for the employees, which is explained by this green part. And in the fourth quarter, you can see a big jump in this number. This is a pre-gap related bonuses. Looking at cash flow, 19% up, more than 13 billion. I believe that it's trending quite healthily. Looking at the headcounts, not a big change from before. It's not that we're freezing hires, but since people are working from home, sometimes it's difficult to hire new people, and the managers are not very proactive about that. About 120 people per year, that's the increase, which is approximately 1% of growth. Non-operating items, again on sales of marketable securities and exchange losses, this is more or less offsetting each other. And in terms of interest income, there were several, maybe 600 or 700 million yen worth of losses on sales on marketable securities last time, but we don't have that today. And this is the summary of highlights and lowlights. Highlights include the fact that in the fourth quarter, in terms of revenue and operating income, we reached the highest record. And also, we are seeing a recovery in the growth of enterprise business. And the SaaS deployed instances is showing a very healthy growth. Lowlights include weak growth in the North American region, still remains to be weak. And also, there is a fast increase in the cloud utilization cost. We want our customers to use our services in the beginning, that's the focus. And in the future, we want to increase the efficiency. So cloud usage efficiency will improve in FY21. In North America, many customers are shifting to SaaS, and also the renewals are shifting from multiple years to single year. And the monthly payment is also happening, which means that the deal size is smaller than before. Having said that, looking at the SaaS data, the renewal rate is very high for some of the applications. So if everything is switched to SaaS in the future, this would mean that we can have even stronger connections with our customers. And that was all about the fourth quarter. Looking at the full year, this is a summary of all the quarters, so I would like to skip these slides and go to this one. In the end, this is a forecast from February last year. Operating income was going to be flat, but in the end, after correcting the mistake in the software assets, we saw an increase in profit, 14% increase. The expectation was flat, but now we have 14% increase because of the COVID-19 impact mostly. Compared to this fiscal year's forecast, please take this factor into account. This is something we would like to ask the analysts to do. It would not be easy for us to add more on top of this because things will go back to normal this year, meaning that we'll spend more money on business trips. So it would be difficult to make a greater improvement for this fiscal year in terms of profits. I will skip some of these slides and go to the dividends slide. The payout ratio is the same because it's based on the same logic. And 153 yen minus 4%. Earnings per share, well, the tax rate is higher and earnings per share is lower than before. And this is in line with that. That is why the dividend level is lower than before at 153 yen per share. In March, at the general shareholders meeting, this has to be approved. So it's conditional on the approval. Shareholders' return. Well, last year we did some share buyback as well. So approximately 25 billion yen or 26 billion yen worth of returns are going back to our shareholders. This is 98% for 2020. So 98% is returned to our shareholders. For the full year, these are the assumptions for the forecast. In terms of net sales, approximately 5% growth expected in Japan and Europe, and flat growth in North America. Pre-GAAP growth is expected, but after the deferred revenue calculation, it will be more or less flat, and the 10% growth expected in Asia and Central and South America. Tipping point, goodwill depreciation will be completed in March, but we will be focusing on cloud. Cloud cost is going to increase, and mobile shop sales is increasing in Japan, which will incur some additional outsourcing costs, as well as salaries increase, approximately 6% increase all in all. And these are the forecasts: 5% growth in net sales, 4% growth in operating income, and 6% growth in net sales if we exclude the exchange impact. Finally, software asset calculation, 3.7 billion. This mistake had to be corrected. And the tipping point goodwill will be reduced. So what would happen now? Well, we thought that maybe both sales and profit would increase, but excluding these two factors, actually, adjusted operating income growth is negative, minus 13%. Because of the special situation in FY20, we cannot really expect further growth in profit in FY21, because we will see a recovery or comeback of business trips and events. So things will go back more to normal. And if you do an apple-to-apple comparison, we cannot really avoid this situation. It's going to be a negative growth in terms of our income. That's all from me. And I would like to provide some explanation during the Q&A. Thank you.